cash feed cattle prices started the week steady to a touch lower. Agricultural producer sentiment grew more positive last month by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 6th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow to moderate on moderate demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Dress trade in Nebraska was $2 lower at $220 a hundredweight. Although too few to trend, there were also some early live sales at $138 compared to $140 last week. Also too few to trend, there were some early live sales in the Western Corn Belt, steady at $140, and a few in the beef, steady to $2 lower at $220. Trade in the Southern Plains was limited on light demand. A light test sold steady on a live basis at $138. So, cattle futures closed mixed Wednesday, supported by moderating grain futures price gains, but pressured by the weaker cash outlook. Live cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents lower, except for an average of 32 cents higher in two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher, except for unchanged, to an average of 36 cents lower in the front three contracts. Choice box beef cutout value was 11 cents higher Wednesday afternoon, at $266.93 a hundredweight. Select was 38 cents higher at $259.61. Soybean futures closed 4 to 6 cents higher through August of 23, and then 2 to 3 cents higher. Corn futures closed 4 to 7 cents lower through the front four contracts, and then mostly a penny lower. Calves and feeder cattle traded decidedly mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Many of them didn't venture a trend given the space between yesterday and their previous sales. Most that did had their last sale 2 or 3 weeks ago. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, but feeder heifers sold $1 to $3 higher. A day earlier, long-weaned, vaccinated steer and heifer calves sold mostly $4 to $8 higher, with instances of as much as $10 to $12 higher for lighter weights. There were 6,963 head on offer. Yearling steers and heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Steer and heifer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher. There were 5,539 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $12 higher at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, with 5,154 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $3 higher, steady to $8 higher at 600 to 700 pounds, and steady to a dollar higher at 700 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $6 higher, and then steady to $4 higher at 600 to 700 pounds. Steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $3 to $7 lower at Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 5,108 head. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $6 to $10 lower. Heifers weighing less than 550 pounds traded $2 to $4 higher, and then mostly $3 to $5 lower at heavier weights. Finally, steers sold with sharply higher undertones at Green City Livestock Auction in Missouri, especially those weighing less than 600 pounds. Heifers traded $2 to $5 higher. There were 3,691 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Wednesday, apparently fueled by the Fed's most recent minutes, suggesting stimulus tapering could accelerate and rate hikes could be coming sooner than anticipated. Queasiness relates to whether the Fed will begin reducing its balance sheet, taking liquidity from the market once the bond buying program ends. Positive news on the day included the closely watched ADP National Employment Report coming in significantly stronger than the trade expected, with 807,000 private sector jobs added from November to December. December's job market strengthened as the fallout from the Delta variant faded and Omicron's impact had yet to be seen, says Neela Richardson, ADP chief economist. She explains job gains were broad-based as goods producers added the strongest reading of the year, while service providers dominated growth. December's job growth brought the fourth quarter average to 625,000, surpassing the 514,000 average for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 392 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 92 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 522 points. Agricultural producer sentiment grew more positive last month, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It climbed 9 points month-to-month in December to 125, only the second increase since last May. The index of current conditions and the index of future expectations also increased, with stronger current conditions responsible for the barometer's rise. December's index of current conditions rose 18 points to a reading of 146, while the index of future expectations rose 4 points to a reading of 114. According to James Minturk, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, excellent crop yields this fall, combined with strong crop prices, provided many producers with their most positive cash flow in recent years. That combination helps explain the year-end rise in the financial index as well as the barometer overall. December marked the second consecutive month that producers reported stronger financial performance for their operations. The Farm Financial Performance Index rose 7 points to 113 in December, which is the index's highest reading since May and 21% higher than readings obtained just before the onset of the pandemic. Agricultural producers expressed concern about rising production costs. More than half said they expect farm input prices in the coming year to rise by more than 20% compared to a year earlier. Nearly 4 out of 10 respondents said they expect input prices to rise by more than 30%. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 6th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.